Ravashi Yomar, another terrorist to Rav. It's not Shred, it's less Brysa according to Rav. Ravashi Yomar, Kagoin Sherotzvu, Belechayayim, Pochus, Pochus, Meyarbo, Vimeshech, Arba Amis. We're talking about that these lechis went one and back of the other one, but it went down a length of Dal Damas inside the Movi. And each one was less than Dal Tvachim away from the other one, but it extended far enough into the Movi to a shear of Dal Damas. That's what we're talking about. So we'll soon see this has nothing to do with the klal of Ben Lachiyayim according to Rav. It's a new svara now. So what's the machlokes now? L'Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, the Omer Amin and Lovud, according to Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, since they're less than Dalet Tfachim away, one from the other. Like in picture 103, like 105, since they're within Dalet Tfachim away, the Locher is Amrin and Lovud. We say it's attached like one long lechi. Is mele heaven le movi. This long lechi now, since it's Dalet Amos long, the locher is, it's no more Teres lechi anymore, nor it has a din movi on it now. So since it has a din movi, the locher is, v'tzorach lechi achalatiroi. You have to have another lechi there to be matarit. That's the svar why it's possible, according to Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. Not the pshati that it has a heter of a lechi, just a mokum adjacent to the lechi, not allowed to be metaltal. No. If it would have had a heter of a movi of a lechi, maybe it would be allowed to be metaltal, even in the mokum adjacent to the lechi. But here we're talking about, since this one long lechi is long dalad amis, this one long lechi is more than dalad amis, so therefore it loses its shein lechi, and it becomes part of the movi, so therefore it's as if there's no lechi at all to this movi. So in middle of the din is b'tzorach lechi achalatiroi. You have to have another lechi to be matter bechlal to be metaltal in this movi. Ma'ashenkenu l'rabbonin, the amri, lo yamrin and lovud, according to the rabbonin, anything that's gimel tvachim, you do not say lovud anymore. So l'tzorach lechi achalatiroi, you do not have to have another lechi to be matter, because these lechis now, since they're more than gimel tvachim apart, you do not say lovud, they're not considered attached. So therefore you have the last, the bottom lechi, that's the matter of this movi. So since you have a lechi for this movi, I'll tell you that the locha could be like Rovo, that you're allowed to be metaltal all the way to the bottom of the movi, even adjacent to the lechi also. Yeah. Now, Frech Gemara, Nukashanau, Ula Reb Shimon ben Gamliel, even according to Reb Shimon ben Gamliel, that these lechis, since they're less than dalat tfachim apart, we say lovud, and it's considered like one long lechi, which is more than dalat amis, but still it should be mutter. Leheve kemir mi bachutz. Let it have a heter that outside the movi, if you stand outside the movi and look inside, you would notice that it has a shem lechi. Veshavim mi bifnin. Even though inside the lechi, inside the movi, you cannot tell it's a lechi, only by standing outside the movi, you could tell it's a lechi, it should be kosher. And for the Gemara, soon see the husband this, like the Gemara later will soon be mazal what these svaras are. But I call upon a fet Gemara, here it should be nicker outside, we'll soon see why. And the Gemara no midi hu taima el Rabbi Yechanan. Who are we coming to answer now? Rabbi Yechanan. Ho ki osi rovin, omer Rabbi Yechanan. When Rovin came, he said over that Rabbi Yechanan holds, niro mi bachutz. If you could only tell the lechi from outside the movi, v'shavim mi bifnin. But if you're inside the movi, you can't tell. There's a lechi there. Is a locha ein lo nidun mishum lechi. It does not have a heter of a lechi. So therefore, here it's good. If Shimon ben Gamliel holds that inside the movi, it doesn't have a shem lechi because they're all attached with the din lovi. It's like one long dalad amis part of the movi. Therefore, there's no heter of a lechi. Now let's see Rashi. L'Rav Shimon. Usually when you put that first lechi near the entrance of the movi, it sticks out a little bit more than the wall of the movi. Now you have the picture book, page 104, picture 105. That the first lechi extends a little bit longer than the end wall of the movi. Shekach dera koma mid lechiyayim kadesh yiru. So memela, if you're standing outside the movi, you can tell that there's a lechi there. You can tell that that's not part of the wall. even though it be inside the Mavi, since it has a din lovad now, it's all attached like one long lechi. You think it's attached as part of the wall, but if you be standing outside the lechi, you can tell that outside, if you're standing outside the Mavi, you can tell there's a lechi there. So that should be kosher, and for the Gemara, according to Rabbi Yechon, attack, it's no good. Like we'll soon see the whole Gemara exactly what these swears are. So the Gemara Itma, we learned. So the Gemara Itma, Niro mi bafnim, in a case if you're standing inside the Mavui, you could notice there's a lechi. Vishov mi bachus, but if you're standing outside the Mavui, you cannot notice that there's a lechi, is the locha nidu mishum lechi. Still it has a shem lechi on it. And this is the first picture the middle picture of Rashi, where the lines, the middle lines become a little bit big, this picture in Rashi, that if you're standing inside the Mavui, so on the fourth side, the lechi comes across. So if you're standing inside, you can tell this is the beginning of the fourth wall, that's a lechi. If you're standing outside and look straight up into the Mavui, you'd think that this wall extending is the thickness of this whole third wall. And it looks like the wall just goes straight across. Straight in. So you just see poritz, the only opening, you don't see a lechi at all. So again, itma, or else in the pictures, it's in picture 107. Itma, nira mi bafnim, if you're standing inside the mavui, you can tell looking down that there's a lechi there. Vishavim mi bachutz, but standing outside looking in, you can't tell this extended wall on the fourth side is a lechi, but you'll think fakat, you'll think that it goes, that's the thickness of the wall. That's the thickness of the third wall, so there's no lechi at all. Still we say nidu mishum lechi. What about pakert? Niru mi bachutz. If you're standing outside, you can tell that there's a lechi there. And this is picture 109. If you're standing outside, since the lechi goes leftwards, you can tell klar it's a lechi. Mashenke mishavim mi bifnim. If you're standing inside, you can't tell that it's part of the lechi. Inside, it looks like it's part of the mavi. Is here at the machlekes. Rabbi Chiya, Rabbi Shimon, Bar Rabbi. Chad Omar Nidim Mishum Lechi. Still it's called a good Lechi. Even though you can only notice it on the outside. On the inside you do not notice the Lechi, still it's kosher. The Chad Omar Eino Nidim Mishum Lechi. No, it's no good. A Lechi has to be nicker from the inside of the Movi. Even though we said before that that was by Kerr at least. We had the Heker of the Kerrs for the B'nai Rishus Rabbin, but still it has to be noticeable for the people inside also. Here that this lechi, people inside don't notice the cloud. There's a lechi there. This man the Yom holds it's possible. It's possible. So the Gemara Testaima bring Yeriah to Rabbi Chiya who the Yomar Nidim Mishum Lechi. Rabbi Chiya is the one that says it's kosher. He is the one that says it's called Nidim Mishum Lechi. Even though you can only notice it for the people standing outside, the people standing inside do not notice it. Still, it's kosher. What's the raya? The Tani Rabbi Chiya learned the Braisom Kaisel. If you have a wall, the third wall of the Mavui, Shetzi the Yechud Konis. One side of the wall is Konis, is like indented in. If you have the pictures, it's like picture 110. That part of the third wall at the end, it's indented inside. So Kaisel Shetzi the Yechud Konis Michaveroi. It's indented inside more than the thickness, the other thickness of the wall. Now, Ben Shanirim Mibachutz, where you could only tell the lechi from standing outside. That's like in picture 110. Vishavim Mibifnim. But if you're standing inside, this picture, let's say 111. Standing in picture 111. If you're standing inside, you can't notice that there's lechi there at all. Vishavim Mibifnim. From the people standing inside the mavo, you can't tell it's a lechi, because you think it's just an extension of the right wall. That's how long the right wall goes. Mashenkin, if you're standing outside, you can tell that that's not the thickness of the wall, because the real wall stopped before, that was the thickness of the whole wall. This just end projection of the right wall is a lechi. So outside you can notice it. What about Pekert? Obein Shemiru Mirafnim. This is picture 110. That inside you can tell. Vishavim mibachutz. If I says people standing outside can't really tell that that's part of the lechi. People outside think that that's the thickness of the wall. Is aloch in both cases nidim mishum lechi. Still we say it's nidim mishum lechi. So you see, Klor Reb Chiya is the one that says that it's mutter in both cases. It's nidim mishum lechi. So the Gemara says, this is a raya. So the Gemara name, maybe there's no raya. For Rabbi Yochanan, Mila Shmilei, even Rabbi Yochanan, didn't he hear this braisa? So how does he din zechon the brisa? What do you have to say? The Teretz says he heard this brisa, but still he din zechon this brisa. He says if it's only nicker from the outside, but if you're inside the mobile, you can't tell there's a lechi there. It's possible. So maybe who are din Reb Chiya? Nami loy sovalo. Even though Reb Chiya learned this brisa, but maybe he doesn't hold like this brisa. So the more name that can't be. Hi my, what's what Sushtal is does? Vishleim Rabbi Yechanan. Vishleim, you can tell me Rabbi Yechanan loy sovalo. Rabbi Yechanan doesn't hold like this brisa. Mishum hochi le toni lo. Therefore, Rabbi Yechanan didn't learn this brisa. Like you don't have a memory. Rabbi Yechanan said over this brisa. If you don't hold like this, so he didn't learn it. Ela Reb Chiya, but Reb Chiya, he learned this brisa, and it was said over in his name. Ela Reb Chiya, iisa de loy sovalo, if he doesn't hold like this brisa, lo malay le misna, how come he learned this brisa in his name? How come it was learned in the name of Reb Chiya? Ela maitza kolarai, Reb Chiya holds like this brisa, that even though it's only noticeable from the people outside, not from the people inside, still is considered a good, lechi. Now really the one that has the best pictures on this part of the Gemara really is by the Rosh, the Korban Nesanhel. On the bottom of the Rosh, on this halacha, which is page 214 in the Rosh, look on the bottom, the pictures, like picture Tzadik Beis. Picture Tzadik Beis, that's a case where the left wall is indented inwards. Now if you're standing on top, outside the Movi, looking in, you cannot notice there's a lechi there. You think that outside, that's the length, that's the thickness of the wall of the Movi. But if you're standing inside, you can tell that the real wall on the left of the Movi is much thinner. And the top part of that wall is the Lechi, that's called Nira Mibafnim, Vishava Mibachutz. And the opposite way would be pictured Tzadik Dalit, where if you're standing inside, you cannot tell it's a Lechi. You think that last part of the right wall is part of the wall. Mashenkin is standing outside the Movi, and you look down inside the Movi, you can tell that on the right side wall it ends all the way down. That's where the thickness of the wall ends. And the last projection sticking out, that looks close like a lechi. So these are the cases where it's nicker inside or it's nicker outside. And the first part of the Gemara, it's also pictured Tzadik Gimel, where that's nicker inside and not nicker outside. As for Keret Tzadik K, is where inside the Movi you cannot tell the Lechi is there, but standing outside the Movi, then you could tell the Lechi is there. These are the pictures. But these are the two ways that you could have that either it's Nicker one way and not the other way. And that's the Machlekes, if it's Kosher or not. And the Lacha we hold in all these cases is Kosher. We hold even though you could only tell the Lechi one of the two ways, either inside or outside, still it's Kosher, it's Nidin Mishum Lechi. So the Moravite. Oma Rabba, Barafuno, Niro mi bachutz, Vishovim mi bifnim, Yishno. If you could tell outside that it has a shame lechi, but inside you can't tell, is nidu mishum lechi. Oma Rabba, Zot Rabba, Mosvina na shmaitin, I have a kasher on you. If you tell me you can notice it from the outside, that's also considered like a lechi, it's a matir, I have a kasher from the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Chotzer kitana. If you have a small chotzer that opens up completely into a chotzer gedolo, like Rashi has these bottom pictures, even though these pictures are the feet of Askona Gemara, but there's a chotzer ketana that opens up completely into the chotzer gedolo. So the Mishnah says gedolo muteris. Inside the big chotzer, you are allowed to be metaltal. That has the shame of shusa yochid because it has the shame four walls. The top, the two sides, and even the bottom wall, there is a part of that wall. Either the pirtz is opened up into the chotzer ketana, but since it's less than yud amis, or exactly yud amis, it's called the pesach, so a pesach is mutter by a chotzer. Mashenkin uktana asura. If you want to be metaltal inside the chotzer ketana, that's offer. Because since it doesn't have a shen pesach to it, that's open legamri, the chotzer ketana on its fourth side is open completely to the chotzer gedolah. So since there's no Aruvi Chatzeris between the two of them, they ask her on the Chotzer Ketana, because it doesn't have any fourth wall at all to itself, so you're not going to be metaltal at all in the Chotzer Ketana. That's the halacha. Nifnei Shika Pischa Shagadela. Because the Ketana, just like the Pesach, the Gedela, doesn't have any Mechitza by itself. So there's no fourth Mechitza to be matter to be metaltal inside the Chotzer Ketana. This is the Mishnah. Now the Kasher is, the Yim Isif, you're going to tell me, that if you see a lechi outside, it helps for the movi inside. But here by a chotzer, the the matter of a chotzer is a pas. We'll see later on in the Masechta, to be matter of a chotzer, it's not enough just to put a lechi at the beginning. You have to have a pas. A pas means a piece of wood that's dalat tfochim long, dalat tfochim wide. Now, v'yim isa, ketana nami tishtori. Let the ketana, the small one, also be mutter. The niru mi bachutz, v'shavim mi bifnim. Since outside, like standing in the chotzer gedolah. Now, the Havamina in the bottom picture of Rashi is not so good. The picture is Lefli Maskonon. But the Havamina is the Chosik Tana, the walls don't come all the way up into the Chosik Dela. It stops exactly where the Chosik Dela starts. So if it stops exactly there, or else this in the picture book, this would be a picture before on page 12, picture 69. Picture 69. If you're in the Chosik Dela and you look into the Chosik Tana, so the two sides that come out by the Chotzer Gedolah, let that be like Niru Mibachutz, V'shavim Mibifnim. It's outside the Chotzer Ketana, when you look into it, you can see these two sides of the wall, let that blad like a lechi, two lechis for the Chotzer. Or let it blad like two pasim for the Chotzer. So even inside the Chotzer Ketana should also be muta to be metaltal. And that's the Gemara's Kasha now. By standing outside in the Chotzer Gedolah, looking down into the Chotzer Ketana, you see two sides of the wall, let that be matter for the Chotzer Ketana. Omer Rav Zera, and for the Gemara, v'nechnosim koisle ketana legedolah. We're talking about, like the picture Rashi has, that the walls of the Ketana, they do not stop where the Chotzer Gedolah begins, but they go a little extended into the Chotzer Gedolah. So since the walls of the Chotzer Ketana are extended into the Chotzer Gedolah, you cannot say the sides of the Chotzer Gedolah helps for the Chotzer Ketana. Because you see claw like the two different chaseris. The Chotzer Ketana's walls extend mamish in the middle of the Chotzer Gedolah. And at the end of that wall, there's nothing there to be mat to the Chotzer Ketana. So here, it's not even called Niru Mibachutz. That's why it's awesome. Ben Echnami, according to Rava, according to Rav Chiya, like we had before, if the wall of the Chotzer Ketana would stop at the beginning of the Chotzer Gedolah, it would be mutter to metaltal inside the Chotzer Ketana, because the outside walls of the Chotzer Gedolah help for the Chotzer Ketana. So Rashi,
the big one should not ask from the small one. Should blab like a Pesach to the Ketana. Let it blab by two Chatzeros. There's a door in between them. Even though standing inside the Chotzer Ketana, you don't see a fourth wall at all. Shoimid b'toicha roya. Call koisli orkon. Shovin shen shomikos rach lipiyosel. There's no sides at all. The avi maluya, it's open legamri. Aba finesveg and harem b'chutz. From outside, b'toicha gedolah nirin lo shiurin. If you stand in the big chotzer, you do see the sides of the wall. For koisul zem mikano mikan oisur oidiv shagedolah oidefas alaktanon. These sides of the wall are what's matter the gedolah itself. Meshum de day nirus mevnim is the chura. If you hold nirus mevachutz is good, it should be mutter also. The teretz says no. When nechnosim kreisa katana ubotu mutecha gedolah v'shtayim. The gimel amas lahanes lefuf from the poshlam gedolah doesn't help because it doesn't look like part of the chotzer katana. Said the gemara now another kasha. No, it should still be good. For leima lovud v'tishtori. Not much like the picture in Rashi. We're saying now what? That the Chotzer Ketana, its walls extends into the Chotzer Gedolah. So therefore, it does not look like the walls, the side, the fourth wall of the Chotzer Gedolah, helps for the Ketana. You can't even say Niru Mibachutz. But the kasher is, since the wall of the Chotzer Ketana is, let's say, less than Gimel Tfochim, away from the end of the Chotzer Gedolah, let's say Lovud, like the left side picture of Rashi. It will say Lovud, it's like extended, attached, the wall of the Chotzer Ketana to the wall of the Chotzer Gedolah. So we should look as if the Chotzer Ketana ends exactly where the Chotzer Gedolah begins. And now it would look like Niru Mibachutz. If you say it's extended, the Gamri, it's as if that box is solid. It's like a solid box. So now again, it would look like one, a Chotzer, and therefore it should be like near mibachutz, b'shavim mibefnim, the kasher is. Here, like you have in the picture book, it's picture 117. If you'd say loved there, like the two X's are, would look like it's filled up, and now the chatzik katana's walls end where the chatzik katana begins. So it should be mutter. Yeah, but the story. So the marvachitain, but the maflik tuvei, maybe we're talking about a kinto where the walls are very far away, where the katana is more than gimel tfochem away from the chatzik katana. So therefore you can't say loved. So the more name, Vatoni Rav Ada. Baravimi Kaimed Rav Chanino Kitana, we're talking about the Yeser. The Kitana is exactly 10 amis wide. And Gedela, we're talking about this Chotz Gedela, the Yachas Asora. It's only 11 amis wide. That's all it is. So if it's 11 amis wide, that means an amo is 6 tfochim. So it means you have 3 tfochim on one side and 3 tfochim on the other side. And the thickness of the Chotz Kitana, that's Mamayat, that takes away from the Gimel tfochim. So the Kitzi, you could still say Lovud from both sides of the walls of the Chotzik Tana to the wall of the Chotzik Gedela, and will look like it's blocked up, like it's an extension. So when the wall of the Chotzik Tana ends, and look, that's where the Chotzik Gedela begins. So if it begins there, that's like the original picture of the Chotzik Tana going to the Chotzik Gedela, that we could say Nirum Mibachutz. Have the Gemara Amar Ravina beMuflogid Mikaisol Zeh Bishnayim. Enachnami could be talking about where it's exactly in the middle. But here we're talking about a kimtum where the chotze katana is like pushed over to the side. So it's true. On one side, the chotze katana is only two tfachim away from the chotze gedela. So on that side, you could say lovid. It's like in picture 118. On the left, 118. On the left side, you could say lovid. It would be like attached there. Bashenkin on the right side, where the Chotzer Katana comes in, it's extended more than Gimel Tzfachim away, so there you can't say Lovid, therefore it's also. So the Gemara name, V'leima Lovid mi Ruach Achas. Let's try to say just Lovid from one side. It's a story, and still it should be Mutter. Even from one side should be enough. And the Gemara name, Rebbe, this goes according to Rebbe, the Yom Abinin Shnei Pasin, that Rimate Ruchotzer, you have to have two Pasin, the Tanya. Chotzer niteres bepasachas. A chotzer is mutter with one pas. Rabbi Yoimer, Rabbi holds no b'shnei pasim. You have to have two pasim to be mutter. And here, since you only say loved on one side, you only have one pas, so the chotzer is the loser. So Drashi, Rabbi Yidiyam Abinan bei shiurim lechotzer shel eser and efreses b'mluya. You have to have two shiurim on both sides. So here you only have a shiur on one side. The other side, since the wall of the Ketana extends into the Chotzer Gedela, there's no Nirum Mibachutz, and it's more than Gimel Tfachim away from the wall, you can't say Lovud, so therefore it's also according to Rebbe. So that's Pshat, why it's also over here, Chotzer Ketana. So it's no stira to Rebbe, there's no stira to say Nirum Mibachutz. If you see the Lechi from outside, that's a matter. But here, even from the outside, you do not see it. Alright, we'll stop here.
You were holding Daf Yud Amud Aleph. Just a little bit chazor about the sugi before. There's a picture here, in picture 114. But these pictures are not the best. Here is picture 69. We're now where the child was, the Chotze Gedoyla goes into a Chotze Ketana. And the Chotze Ketana, we're saying now, is Osir. You're not allowed to be metal inside the Chotze Ketana. Only inside the Chotze Gedoyla you're allowed to. Now the question was, we said, if you hold Nirum Mibachutz, the Shovim Mibefnim is Nidum Mishum Lechi, so why shouldn't it be good? I mean, if you're standing inside the Chotzer Gedola, in picture 69, on page 12, you're standing in the Chotzer Gedola, when you look into the Chotzer Ketana, you see on both sides, you see the Gehufim, the wall sticking out, so let that be like a Pesach for the Chotzer Ketana installed. So it should be Mutter to Metatl inside the Chotzer Ketana also. That was the Kasha. So Gemara gave a teretz. We're talking about, like Rashi's picture here, where the walls of the Chotzer Ketana were nichnas, went inside the Chotzer Gedola. Since it came up inside the Chotzer Gedola, now you don't see the size of the wall of the Chotzer Gedola. Can't help for the Chotzer Ketana, because the Chotzer Ketana went all the way in. So the question was then, why do we say Lovid? Let's say if the walls coming up in the Chotzer Ketana, like in Rashi's picture, if it's less than 3 tefachim away from the side, let's say it's Lovid, it's like attached. And if it's attached, it lies like the wall ends where the Chotzer Gedola begins. The Chotzer Ketana's wall ends exactly where the Chotzer Gedola begins. So again, it should be Mutter. That was the last Gemara's kasha. On that, the Gemara gave a teretz that it's two tefachim away on one side, but on the other side it's four tefachim away. So since it's four tefachim away on the other side, you don't say lovin on one side, it's not mutter. It remains awesome. Because you can't say lovin on both sides, only on one side. Again, the pictures here for this is again on page 20, picture 117 and 118. That the kasha is, let it blab like picture 117, that on both sides the two X's, you should say lovud. So we look as if the chotze katana mamish, the wall ends where the chotze gedolah begins. And the Gemara's teretz so far was like a picture 118, that on the left side it's less than three tefachim away, you could say lovud. But on the right side it's more than gimel tefachim away, you can't say lovud on the right side. Now this was going with the anocha that we said, this Mishnah, that says you have a chotze katana and a chotze gedolah. The anocha was that the chotze katana is exactly yudamis wide. That's what the chotze katana is. And the chotze gedolah is 11 amas wide, yud aleph amas wide. So how much more is the chotze gedolah? One amma. So one amma, that's six tefachim. That was the kasha was. Let's say it's three tefachim on one side and three tefachim on the other side. And about the thickness of the wall of the katana should be mamayit, you should say lovid. The teretz was no, it's like picture 118. It's four tefachim on the right side and two tefachim on the left side. Here. So, Tafkim on Daf Yud, and the Mara goes.